This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Testament to today being another example of starting out on a new journey. Every day is a new opportunity for you to do something new, to think something new, to act in a new way. It's only natural to do what you sort of grown up around or what you used to doing, but let's just try doing one thing differently today. You want to do that? How about it? Never again are you can pick one thing about your life or what you do that you don't want to do anymore, and then just don't do it. How about that? Is that hard to do, ladies, or not? Can you do it?
I think we could do it.
Take one thing. One thing and one thing only, and just dump it. I would ask you if you can come up with what that person or, well, what, yeah, who do you know?
Dump my plumber.
Right. All right, tell that story. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keel, and Doug Steffen on the DJV program. Well, so what happened with the plumber?
I had a leaky... So I admittedly have this weird shower. It's a steam shower, and it looks like a space pod, and it's beautiful, and it's probably the best thing in my house. But it had a leaky handle, and so I called a plumber. Actually, I called American Home Shield. I'll give them a shout-out since they might hear from me later today if there's a warning, which is an insurance company that's supposed to take care of all the stuff.
We used to have them as an advertiser, remember?
Yeah. So I call them. I pay my $75. The plumber comes out, fixes the toilet that was leaking in the same bathroom and the leaky handle. And said, okay, everything's fine. Except there was a strange part that he left sitting on my sink. But I thought maybe he just wanted me to see it and throw it away because, you know, hey, whatever. And so I just visited the old shower this morning, and it was a cold shower for me today. The hot water has been apparently deactivated.
Uh-oh.
Well, is it one of those circular, it's a uniform, it's not a handle for hot and cold, it's a one that is blended? Is that what it is?
So this is a steam shower, and it's two-sided, so it's got like a bunch of different jets. It's got like a jacuzzi tub, and then
the control.
The spray. The controls are two handles, so one controls one side, the other controls the other, and then they're both hot and cold, so you can actually have separate heat things. So both of them were not giving me hot water because I tried them both. Yeah, so I get rid of my plumber today.
Okay, good for you.
Victoria, if you're listening, you'll be getting a call later.
All right, what about you, Victoria?
What about me what? I don't have a plumber.
No. Well, that's good. Glad to hear that you don't
need
a
plumber. I've got one you can have.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Something that you would like to not experience again in your life. Start something new and dispose of something old. What would be the thing in your life that you'd like to dispose of?
I don't really have anything I want to dispose
really?
Of.
I got one for you. How about this year?
I would love to not have to go through this kind of a year.
Okay, there it is. Dispose of the year. Say yes to that, and then tally-ho. Okay, early voting is something that I think is going to be very distressing. The results of it, I think it's a whole can of worms, like an unbelievable mess that's been created around our system. But, Victoria, you've been sort of watching this. Both of you have. There are some strong signs that a lot of people are voting early, which is, I think, pretty un-American, actually, when you get right down to it, because who knows what's going to happen. I know it could be in the presidential sweepstakes that you've made up your mind, but what about all the other things? It's not just about president. See, that's the thing. People think every 4 years I do my duty, I vote for the president. No.
But I already know who I'm voting for on the down ballot stuff, so I don't get it. What's the problem with voting?
Well, there are a lot of, in my community, for example, we have several ballot issues, and the conversation between the pro and the con continues, and there are new things that are coming to the surface on both sides every day, and probably will up until Election Day.
I'll give you a perfect example for people in North Carolina who may be watching their Senate race. The Senate race there was just rocked by Tom Tillis is the Republican. He's the incumbent. But the Democrat challenger, I'm trying to remember his name. It's something that is so funny to me. It sounds like a superhero name. A sales guy, Cal, I'll look it up. But he got caught in a huge cheating scandal with his wife. He's got all these mistresses that are coming out. And so for those people who may have already thought they were going to vote for him and maybe this was a deal breaker, and I'm not saying that it is or should be or whatever, but certain people think that certain things are deal breakers. This scandal came out now. And so for people who have already voted and maybe want to get that back, they can't do it.
Yeah. Here's
I think it's Cal Cunningham, by the way. Isn't that great?
Yeah, could be.
Cal Cunningham. So, buy your
good alliteration.
SUVs. Well, in what terms of people, and so anyway, but going back to your initial question, so there are states that are breaking records. In Texas, in Harris County, Texas, they broke the first day of early voting record. Then they broke the second day record. And then in Travis County, Texas, this is kind of interesting. I don't know that I've ever seen this happen. A record 97% of Travis County's estimated 850,000 eligible voters are registered to vote for this election. So 97% of voters. Yeah, it's great. So, I think people are more engaged in it. I think people are, they want to make sure more than ever that their vote counts, whether you're voting on, either side of the aisle.
Yes,
I think everyone is really concerned about that.
Yep.
So I don't see a problem with it. And Jen's right. I mean, there could be, a scandal that pops up like that. Sure. Does that happen all the time? No. I think that's much more the exception than the rule, but, I think it's great that more and more people are out there. People are waiting on hours long lines. Yeah. And so, people are serious about their vote. And I think it's good. We're engaged. It's difficult and it feels, very emotional and tensions are high, but people are more engaged than ever. And I think
that's
good. Let me
give you an example of something where, at least heretofore, I haven't cared what, and I'm not sure I even care now about what celebrities say, but there's this whole thing, and it came to a head, I thought, in the Billboard Music Awards. Kelly Clarkson hosting, they were in a studio, but there wasn't anybody in the audience. And then Demi Lovato comes out and goes on with his anti-Trump performance and says she doesn't care whether it ruins her career. And I'm, okay, so does it make a difference what Demi Lovato thinks? Would you decide to vote or not to vote for Trump or Biden because of what Demi Lovato says? The performance was
like
something
anybody.
Called Commander-in-Chief. I mean, not vague at all. I mean, you knew exactly where she stood when that was all over. Go ahead, Victoria.
But it's like, I don't understand this backlash of, celebrities or athletes, shut up and dribble and all that nonsense. Every single human being who is a U.S. citizen who can vote is of equal value. It doesn't matter what your occupation is.
Yeah, I think the difference is the platform size. And so I think traditionally in Hollywood, you had stars try to stay away from this because they didn't want to isolate their audience. Like, I mean, really, for me, I feel like these stars are not here for me because they're not just talking about who they like. They're talking about their hatred for the other person. So I know that Demi Lovato hates me because I'm going to vote for President Trump. And so why, if I know someone hates me, am I going to consume
their
product?
Well, I think that's her point. So she's saying, look, I'm putting it all out there, and if people want to continue to support me, fine. And if they don't, that's fine, too. She's not saying she's trying to have it all. She's admitting, like, look, I might lose my part of my audience. I don't think she really will.
The hatred and the vitriol really
irritates
me.
That's what I was talking about earlier.
Tommy Lee, I don't know if you guys saw this, but Tommy Lee, has been really vocal over this election cycle about Trump and about people who vote for him. And one of his most recent gems says, you Trumpsters better pray that liberals never gain control of the White House again, because we are going to pay you back so blanking hard for all of this.
Planned
Parenthood's on every damn corner. We're going to repaint Air Force One blank hat pink and fly it over your beloved Bible Belt 6 days a week, tossing birth control pills, condoms, and atheist literature from the cockpit. I mean, and it keeps going.
Cared about Tommy Lee? Because I don't.
It doesn't matter, though, Victoria, because it gets attention. Because he has a platform, it doesn't matter. I don't really like Demi Lovato's music. I don't really listen to her. It's not my choice. But the thing is she has a platform. Tommy Lee has a platform. They all have platforms.
Well, we all have platforms
and
here, too.
We all do. But
every single person on social media has a platform.
Not to the extent of Tommy Lee.
I think it's just to be ignored.
But,
it's interesting that it happened, but I think it's to be. I'm looking at the expressions on what's her face? She didn't know what to do, so just keep it moving. Kelly Clarkson.
10 seconds is this. I can't stand that people can't actually, they're not smart enough to talk about what they don't like and what they do like and what they think is better, and they can't verbalize that. Instead, they just have to spew hatred. And for mm-hmm. that, I think that's a real shame.
Yep. That's what gets back to what I was talking about earlier with regard to the status of things in our country. Bring on Utopia. The DJV download. Let's see the latest one. We focus on Nicole Kidman and that reboot of the movie, which everybody's wondering why is it going to happen. And Chuck Curry says, well, because they're going to make some money out of it. Women who give birth later in life, their status. We talk about that on the DJV download. And then the that sort of shotgun wedding that took place at the Target store. If you haven't heard that story, you want to listen to our latest DJV download. It's at djvshow.com.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, here we are. Speaking of now, we were just talking up here with something that's not helpful. Jessica Alba and Ashley Graham were together in a circumstance this week talking about their breastfeeding their babies in public and how they were mom-shamed for doing it. What's the matter with... Why would if you're covered up, it bother you? What business is it of yours if somebody next to you or the next table or the next room, whatever it is breastfeeding her child?
I think there's a caveat. If they're trying to be modest and respectful, I never have a problem with that. But there's some people who make a statement, and you're like, whoa, hi, nice to see you.
I remember when Tony used to breastfeed our children in public, and I quickly went into the angry zone when people would say something about it, because none of their damn business. 21 after the hour.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Special performance from Doug Steffen because he loves to say goo goo. It's like Gaga. I love Lady Gaga's name because Gaga is so fun to say, and so is goo goo. The Goo Goo Dolls have an announcement. Full scale live stream concert coming, performing hits from all their catalog of hits. Live stream concert set for 24th of this month. The gig will be live-streamed via FanTracks, feature a full-scale production, multi-camera viewing, and to make it more like an actual concert experience, a virtual merch table and fan meet and greet. How about that? Merchandise from the Goo Goo Dolls. What do they have? Like shirts and stuff?
T-shirts. Yeah, all kinds of stuff. Like the usual things that you would see at a concert venue.
Right. Tickets for the live-stream concert on sale now via Goo Goo Dolls Inner Machine Fan Club, followed by a general on sale Friday of this week, I think. A week after the live stream, Goo Goo Dolls are going to release their first ever holiday album. It's Christmas All Over is what it's called. That's coming at the end of October. A couple of more stations, by the way, changed to Christmas music this week. Various places in the country.
I'm here for it. I'm ready for Christmas.
Yep. Time for Christmas. Let's see. This particular song was recorded in lockdown. It features covers of the classics, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, as well as two. Do you think I should join the Goo Goo Dolls, Victoria? Yes. Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Glory to the Newborn King. All right, the Goo Goo Dolls are going out next year. Like everybody else in the world, there'll be a lot of concerts next year, starting at the San Diego County Fair Summer Concert Series in June. And they'll be at the Red Rocks Amphitheater in Colorado, in Huntington Bank Pavilion in Chicago. So they're moving around. And there'll be Vienna. What's the, Phil, what's the concert venue in Vienna?
Wolf Trap.
Wolf Trap, that's right, too. Okay. All right, so that's where they're going. The Goo Goo Dolls. Got it, ladies? The Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah.
25.
I need to tell you guys about Goo Goo clusters off the air, please.
Yeah.
I know my Goo Goo.
Clusters, yes. All right, next up, the Kinks. Remember Lola? This is, was a very controversial song. If you listen to the lyrics, you understand why. It marked the 50th anniversary of the album Lola versus Power Man and the Money Go Around Part 1, with a big reissue pairs the remastered album with solo outtakes, demo recordings, performances on the BBC, unreleased material across the board. The Lola vs. Power Man reissue comes just in time for Christmas. In addition to tracks that feature Ray Davies, who was the lead singer, their scathing view of the music industry at the time. The album also boasted the iconic quasi-title track Lola, the Kinks hit, this is transgender stuff, in case you never heard the song. Crank it up a little bit, will you? That was pretty much, the lyric line was pretty much Lola, 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 Lola. But if you you can dig into it a little bit and get the gist of it. The album is a celebration of artistic freedom, including my own, and the right for anybody to be gender-free if they wish, says Ray Davies. The secret is to be good, be a trusting person, and a good friend. I noticed that Gloria Stefan's daughter has just come out. A lot of conversation about that. Have you ladies followed that?
Mm-mm, no.
Yeah, interesting back and forth as to what she and her mother, how they played it. It was very interesting. All right, anyway, back to Lola versus Power Man, a 50th anniversary reissue, released in a variety of formats, a deluxe box set, three CDs. Let's see here, singles are going to be in it, stereo and mono.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets, and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today is the last day of the Amy Coney Barrett Supreme Court confirmation hearings. The meeting of the Senate Judiciary Committee will begin at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. This morning, Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham is expected to schedule a vote for October 22nd. With the second debate that was scheduled for tonight canceled, both President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden will be competing for voters' attention with dueling town halls. The United States Postal Service agreed on Wednesday to reverse changes that were put in motion to cut losses but resulted in a temporary slowdown in mail delivery, settling a lawsuit brought by the governor of Montana. The lawsuit argues changes implemented in June harmed access to mail services in Montana, resulting in delayed delivery of medical prescriptions, payments, and job applications. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
New York Times science and health reporter Donald McNeil Jr. was surprised that America's recovery from the coronavirus pandemic is apparently unfolding faster than experts had anticipated. Experts saying with genuine confidence that the pandemic in the United States will be over far sooner than they expected, possibly by the middle of next year. As far as this news, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel says...
Well, I'm actually really happy to see Don McNeil in the New York Times writing this article because it sheds a spotlight on what's been wrong for months now, which is it's always doom and gloom. It's always the politics of fear. It's always about how we can look at things from a negative perspective, which actually causes a lot more harm than good. And he's pointing out in here that, look, back in March, the coronavirus task force was projecting the possibility of 10 times more deaths than we've seen from COVID-19. Also, the age of the people getting infected is way lower. Also, we're seeing compliance with masking around the country of up to 90% of people going into stores.
On Tuesday, social media giant Twitter blocked the New York Post because they published hacked emails exposing Hunter Biden's business dealings in Ukraine. But they took no action when the New York Times published the tax returns of President Trump that were stolen from him. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Decorating your day with lots of interesting conversation. That's the day long aspirations of DJV show. General Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. And yes, you can listen to the program all day long if you would like. Can you imagine somebody listening to the loop of this over and over again? It loops all day.
I don't play this game, but I actually do.
Really? Yes, that is true. Yes, kind of. Yeah, that's true. Let's just keep looping around.
I work at a place that just plays this over and over and over and over and over again.
Yep.
I can
relive right.
All of our best moments.
As CRN Digital, well, it's just called CRN Talk now, right? There's no more digital, even though it is digital.
CRN Digital Talk.
People can find it.
Yeah.
CRN, what? Is it CRN Digital?
CRN Digital Talk, yeah.
Oh, I always get that confused. I don't know why. So you can find this program, yes, on one of the channels. What is it, Channel 5? Which channel?
You're on multiples. You're on 1 and 5. I think a 4 is in there as well.
Really?
Once in a while.
Okay.
Yeah. You
okay.
Know. Extra spins for the Dougster.
Yes, and for the Jennifer. What, you think it's me? You think I'm the reason that it plays on all those channels? Hello.
Pretty sure.
Let me think. Who is the name of the family that runs CRN? Let me think. It's spelled H-O-R-N. Oh, that must be why. It appears they are kidding.
I think it's actually, it's Victoria's fault. Neither one of us.
Yeah, really? Is that it? Well, she's a
My dad likes Victoria. Sometimes he says he can't believe you think these things, but he said, she's really good.
Wait, what?
What is it? I said, my dad always compliments you. He thinks you're really, really good.
Oh, she's a good broadcaster.
Like, sometimes he's like, I can't believe Victoria thinks that. I'm like, don't worry.
Right. Thinks like, oh, politically?
Like every once in a while, I'll be like, she thinks that. But he loves you. He thinks that you're a great talent. It's kind of like what I get. It's like what I get told all the time. Like when in Los Angeles, I do a radio show that has both conservative and a liberal, like we do here. And so it's so funny, depending on who comes up to you.
Yeah, but she's entertaining.
Funny because people will go, does he really believe that? Does she really believe that? It's really funny depending on who you are.
He's actually, the guy that she's, the Jennifer's on with, is actually quite an experienced and good broadcaster. He's had a long time in Los Angeles, and he is a good broadcaster.
Does a funny
That's
Trump.
Nice of you.
Yeah, he does great voices. So he really does. Yeah, he does good voices. All right, let's get to some vaccine news or COVID news. What's the latest, Victoria?
Well, two different vaccine stories are trending today. The first one, kind of controversial. I don't know if you guys saw this. It went viral pretty quickly. Pfizer has announced that it is going to start testing children for their vaccine trial. And so they have received an FDA approval to test children as young as 12 years old. The Cincinnati Children's Hospital is going to start giving these vaccines to 16 and 17-year-olds this week, and then they're going to, I guess, lower the age after that. So I don't know. A lot of parents kind of were very vocal on social media when this news broke, saying, you know, they don't know if it's safe to give to their children. It kind of feels a little like guinea pigs. I don't know. If it was my kid, I wouldn't do it, but... You know, we'll see. Pfizer is one of four companies now. They're in phase three of clinical trials. And we've already seen two other companies. AstraZeneca, I think, was one. And then Johnson & Johnson, they both had to halt their studies because people became ill. So let's hope that's what makes me nervous about involving children. Let's hope that something horrible, you know, doesn't happen during these trials with kids. Because I don't know. I'm not a parent. You know, Jen's a stepmom. Doug, you're a parent. As parents, would you let your kids sign up for this, to volunteer for this?
Why is it up to the children? Why isn't it up to the parents?
Well, I'm saying, would you let your child do this?
No.
Right.
I wouldn't even do it myself. Especially when you see some of the results of something. Somebody's got to do it, I suppose. They're paying people to do it because they can't get anybody to do it.
But makes me feel like parents are just taking money and letting their children become guinea pigs.
Hello. Ding, ding, ding. That's true. But you see some of these trials, two or three we've talked about this week, that have been halted because of negative results. But I know you got to test it on somebody or in some way, and there's such a push to get it done.
I feel like consenting adults, that's one thing.
Yes.
But when parents are signing up their 12-year-olds, I have a huge problem with that.
Yep. The United States has signed a deal to expand the manufacturing of products needed to make the vaccines. Apparently, the agreement was made with a company called Cytiva. Is that right? Is that how you pronounce it?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Cytiva.
CY? Yeah, maybe. Sativa, isn't that marijuana?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
It's spelled differently. It's a strain of marijuana,
Is it? Listen to me.
You should probably catch up on this stuff, Doug.
Are you growing weed? Like, what is your deal?
You haven't got the building up yet. Anyway, the president's, the Operation Warp Speed to get that, God, these lovely names the government comes up with. Operation Warp Speed. To get a vaccine out there at the speed of warp, which is, does anybody know from Star Trek how fast that actually is? What's warp speed?
I only know the ones from Spaceballs.
I know.
Stupid speed, ludicrous speed, I don't know.
I just watched that the other night.
Ludicrous
so
speed was the best one.
Yeah.
Ludicrous speed, yeah, that was
and
the best
And their face
one.
Flies back, it's fun.
Right.
Anyway, the company's going to be paid $31 million to boost manufacturing, according to the Health and Human Services.
But what are they manufacturing if we don't even have a proven vaccine yet?
Listen.
It's Operation
Warp Speed. We're gonna develop something that doesn't exist yet. That's what Operation Warp Speed's all. You didn't get that? That's what
I think by the time
you get to where you're going before you left.
I think by the time that this vaccine becomes really stabilized and effective, this whole thing is going to be over. That's just what I think.
You may be right. Yeah, I think even though it doesn't seem it at the moment, it's on its way down. Although Bill Gates has said something the last couple of days, this fall is going to be worse than the summer. That is a good positive way of looking at it.
Okay.
We're already seeing that in spikes. In my county, this is so annoying. The death toll. Well, yeah, the death toll is down, I guess. People dying
from it.
It's
not as serious.
But the number of cases and hospitalizations on the way back up again. Ventilator use is back up again. In my county alone, in Monmouth County, New Jersey, the cases are up 85%. That's just, it's ridiculous. It doesn't need to be this way. And it's just irresponsible people, no one wearing a mask, everyone partying. I'm so sick of people partying. Like, yeah, we all want to party, okay? But we can't right now. Just be an adult and be responsible. And instead, people are doing the opposite, and now here we are.
Yep.
And it affects the economy.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, please, Jennifer, question.
What is it? Maybe I'm making this up, but is there a conspiracy theory with Bill Gates and the vaccines and coronavirus?
How do you mean?
I've been hearing
he's donated
something.
Hundreds of millions of dollars toward
research
and treatment, testing, that kind of stuff, looking for a vaccine. So what is it?
The conspiracy theory against him, or I don't know. I haven't heard anything other than...
He could make a lot of money if he developed a vaccine or paid for it.
Oh, here we go. Bill Gates, vaccine conspiracies targeting Dr. Fauci and me are unfortunate and hurt public trust. So there must be something to it. Fact check, Bill Gates is not responsible for COVID-19. That's from Reuters.
Yeah. Well, I think I don't even know where it came from, but someone did say, I think, that Bill Gates created coronavirus so that he could
pop
it off.
God.
Yeah.
About population. What it is I just am looking it up right now. There are claims about population control.
Oh, my God.
And so, yeah, that they were trying to attack.
First of all, do a little bit of research, because the Gates Foundation has done more to keep people alive.
Bill Gates has been quoted and has been heard saying the same thing that I say all the time. If the world is to survive, then the population, the flexibility, the freedom to have as many children as you want has to stop. Because the world will not survive with the growth that is continuing every year.
Well, our natural resources are just...
You can't feed all these people. You can't control them. I mean, the reason there's so much protesting and disease is because... We can't even find good police officers. You can't find good people, even though they're, somebody said something to me last night that really annoyed me. There's a woman who runs a trucking firm that I use to haul my tractors and stuff around when they're out of state. She said that they can't find drivers anymore because the drivers have figured out that they can make as much as $1,100 a week on unemployment, the way things work now. What country pays people $1,100 a week not to work? Truck drivers in Kentucky and Tennessee.
How is that possible? Because even maybe she adding in the $600 pandemic insurance that ran out at the end of July?
I don't know what they're doing. But she says that she had three drivers. They have 12 trucks, and they have about 30 drivers. And three of them have stayed home because they can make $1,100 a week, which is the average truck driver who doesn't own his own rig. If he works 7 days a week, the maximum number of hours, can make from $1,000 to $1,200 a week.
Well, then I guess I'm moving to Massachusetts because I've been on unemployment two times.
No, it's not Massachusetts. It's Kentucky. That's where the headquarters are of this trucking company.
Well, then I'm not moving to Kentucky. I would move to Massachusetts. I'm not moving to Kentucky.
Right.
But that's the thing. I've been on unemployment two times.
Crazy.
My husband was unemployed
last
year.
I've never been on it,
the most that you can get was $450 a week. And and then you still have to pay tax on that. I've never even heard of that. That's crazy.
Massachusetts apparently has the lowest number of cases, new cases, in the last week, down 10% to almost zero new cases. Only 627 cases exist in the state. I thought it was pretty good. Massachusetts also doing well. Alabama is doing well. And
They're
Texas
doing better
talking
now.
About the number of cases going down.
Yeah.
Right? Most of the country is in neutral position, you know, around zero, maybe up to 10%. There aren't many states other than, let's see, South Dakota, Montana,
Iowa, right?
And New Mexico, up 50% this week. Woo!
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The four counties in New Jersey, Monmouth, Ocean, Middlesex, and I forget what the fourth one is, but all four are up 85% this week.
Yeah.
So,
there,
I mean, there are
California,
these hot spots.
Georgia, South Carolina, and Florida are sort of evening off, Jennifer. There were 3,074 new cases reported in California last week.
Yeah, we're the lowest number of hospitalizations that we've had since this all started.
So it is going down. What we're talking about is the numbers are going down, and they are. At
one
45...
I was going to say one other thing that a lot of experts are looking at and looking towards is holiday gatherings. We've got Thanksgiving coming up, and we've got Christmas, and everyone's going to be indoors. And that's, you know, last Easter, everybody was together in Passover, and that was the beginning of the spreading of it. So hopefully we can make it through the holiday season without it going off the rails.
It's the holiday season. My son says if I come for Thanksgiving, I got to quarantine for a couple of days, and then everybody will be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. The American Family Farmer is a show that I do every week, podcast as well, at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And we begin usually with agriculture news, and then I talk with people who are experts. We were lauding the food banks and the egg farmers who are giving so many eggs to the food banks around the country. We met a woman in a recent conversation who runs an animal sanctuary down in Florida. She's got 250 animals that she saved. Really kind of cool. Donkeys and monkeys and horses, a real combination. It's a great story if you want to hear it. Listen in, tune in, listen to the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. Who doesn't love saving money on purchases, especially with the year we've had? And it's never been easier with the Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. You already know about SlickDeals.net, the largest social platform for scoring deals wherever you shop. And with the Slick Deals browser extension, you can get early access to Slick Deals' best of web deals, as vetted and voted on by its community of more than 12 million users. No more hunting for coupon codes, as the Slick Deals browser extension automatically finds and applies the best codes whenever you check out, all to save you money on purchases. Access exclusive coupons from hundreds of stores, set up a deal alert from anywhere on the web, and a whole lot more. With the free, money-saving Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge, enable it today at slickdeals.net/radio. That's slickdeals.net/radio.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. and they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen. The questions continue. So somebody wanted to know whether heartburn drugs could be linked to diabetes. I don't understand how that could be the case. I think I've been on heartburn drugs over the years, and I've had the stuff with the allergies. Is that what we're talking about here, that kind of heartburn?
Well, the Nexium type of drugs.
Yeah.
That group of drugs, the proton pump inhibitors, there has been a link to long-term use to possibly raising the blood sugar. And that's why, even though they're now available over the counter, we shouldn't thoughtlessly just take them long-term.
But pop them, like little pills.
Exactly. But if you're going to be on them for more than a week or two, please talk to your doctor. The other group of medications that we use for acid suppression, Pepcid, which is getting a lot of attention locally because there's some possibility it might actually provide some benefit for prevention of COVID,
but, mm-hmm.
and also in treatment. But that's another story. But that group of medications, Zantac, which many used to use, which is now off the market. The other family of acid suppression, the so-called H2 blockers, histamine 2 blockers, and there are several other than those two that I just mentioned, though that family has not been associated with a decrease in blood sugar.
Am I right? Do I remember? Is it Zantac or some other drug that begins with a Z that's used to sort of confront or deal with depression? Why do I think it's
that's
the same thing?
Xanax with an X.
Oh, Xanax.
X-A-N-A-X. And it does sound too common. That's a common issue that people
confusion.
Have.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Is it true, Dr. Ken, that dark chocolate is really better for you than milk chocolate? I don't, the answer to this isn't going to affect me because I think I don't like dark chocolate at all. I like the milk chocolate, but milk chocolate has sugar in it, right? And dark chocolate doesn't? Is that the difference?
What we're talking now is the antioxidant density for helping to keep the circulation healthy. And dark chocolate is incredibly dense in antioxidants that are health promoting to the circulation, but it does have a lot of saturated fat and sugar, and that's why you can't overdo it. You have to thread that needle. So it's thought a square of dark chocolate a day is where the sweet spot is, if you will, in terms of benefit and risk. So, and you know, but the problem is I can't just stop there, so I don't even start.
Yeah, I think you and me as both. All right, the question about waking up at night. You and I have been talking about that. I have had cramps because of some of the effects of the statins. Other people get up at night, both men and women, as they get older, to go to the bathroom. Is that normal? Do you wake up at night and you go to the bathroom or do whatever? Do most people readily go back to sleep?
Well, night cramps, leg cramps, that people wake up for, most people get them because you stop taking fluids because you don't want to wake up in the middle of the night to urinate. And you have to thread that needle. You're either going to wake up in the middle of the night to urinate or wake up in the middle of the night to have leg cramps because your volume depleted. So you have to know your own body. You have to know that you take enough to thread that needle and avoid both of them. And if you are waking up to urinate quite a bit and you're a male over the age of 60 or over any age, but especially as you're getting more older, you have to worry about your prostate's getting enlarged, time to talk to the urologist. But with adequate fluid intake getting closer to bedtime, usually most of us can avoid waking up with leg cramps. And getting a good night's sleep, quality sleep, is so important.
All right. Last question has to do with appendicitis. Is it true that you can avoid surgery now if you have appendicitis? I thought it, once it explodes, you got to get it out of you, right?
Well, one of the great breakthroughs in the last few years is the ability to use antibiotics, and there's a big list of them that are effective to treat an appendicitis. And in the New England Journal of Medicine this week, there's an article that 7 in 10 appendicitis patients treated with antibiotics avoid surgery.
All right. So there's a word to the wise. So it's there are a lot of things that are changing in the medical world, a lot of new questions, but some of the things, heart disease, cancer, all that stuff, you still need to answer those questions, so help yourself. Questions for Dr. Kent. I'm Doug Steffen, here at 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.